Taking a look at sports, we'll start off yesterday in the NFL. In the NFL, yesterday, it was a tough day for the Giants. They lost to Dallas 28-20, and Dallas just got them in the second half. The Cowboys are now 8-3. The Giants are 7-4. And, hey, we're having a season none of us expected. So, no. Yeah, would I have liked them to beat the Cowboys? Yes. But did I expect it? No. Everything we get this year, it seems to be, is a bonus to me. So how am I not going to like what I saw? I mean, what can I say? We're having a good year. I can't complain. All right, and other games that took place yesterday. The Patriots fell to the Minnesota Vikings 33-26. New England 6-5 on the year. Minnesota is 9-2. The Bills won, but I'll tell you what, the Detroit Lions are playing much better football this year. The Lions fell to the Bills 28-25. 28-25. Now, looking at the schedule for this weekend for the NFL, the Texans and Dolphins, Bengals and Titans, Broncos and Panthers, the Bears and the Jets. The Jets are not starting Zach Wilson. The Falcons and Commanders, the Buccaneers and the Browns will be playing. The Ravens and the Jaguars, the Raiders and the Seahawks, Chargers and the Cardinals, the Saints against the 49ers, the Rams against the Chiefs, Packers and Eagles at 8:20. And Monday Night Football, the Steelers versus the Colts. No games yesterday in the NBA. Local teams playing today, the Knicks against the Trailblazers, the Nets against the Pacers. The Celtics go up against the Kings. NBA, no games yesterday. Today, the teams that are playing, the Nets go up against the Pacers. Let's see what we have here. The Celtics against the Kings. I already went through this, didn't I? I did. I didn't go through the National Hockey League, though. Oh, gosh, I tell you. All right. The National Hockey League did not play yesterday. I don't think they did. Let me check here. I don't think so. Nope. Tonight in the National Hockey League, the Bruins take on the Hurricanes. See any other local teams playing? Yep. The Devils take on the Sabres. The Islanders take on the Blue Jackets. Those are the games in the National Hockey League. NCAA, top teams. Gonzaga defeated Portland State 102-78. Number 18, Alabama over number 12. Michigan State 81-70. Number 24, Purdue handled West Virginia 80-68. Number 20, Connecticut downed Oregon 83-59. Number 8, Duke over Oregon State, 54-51. And number 22, Tennessee, 73, USC, 66. Taking a look at NCAA women's basketball. I'm trying to see if the UConn Huskies played yesterday. I don't see them on the list. No, they did not. So much for that. In baseball, everybody's talking about the Yankees possibly losing Aaron Judge. Well, the Yankees are pursuing a variety of free agent options. The Yankees have been in contact with free agents Justin Verlander. They'll never get him. Carlos Rodon, Kodai Senga, and Jameson Taillon. They're also still interested in Marlin right-hander Pablo Lopez. Yankees have also requested medical information on Jacob DeGrom as well. The Yankees think they'll have Judge in full. We'll see. They have no chance to get Verlander. No chance at all, I don't think. None. All right. And that is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.